someone like Peter. Peter flashed Anna another tense smile, and her heart twisted. How long did she have until Gregory lost patience with their son's stop and go, mostly stop, recovery? Holding her breath, Anna left the room and shut the door. "What is it?" she said on her exhale. "You're very..." She scanned John from sneakered toes to balding head. "Twitchy today." Or at least twitchier than usual. "What changed?" John hunched his shoulders. "You know that Peter is... he's..." Anna crossed her arms and raised her right eyebrow.
"Peter is what?"
"He's, different. From the others, I mean." John scuffed his shoe against the linoleum floor. "Because of the chemo and radiation, not to mention all of the treatments we've performed on him, and..." He met Anna's eyes and blanched. "Which were very successful. Excellent ideas, all of them. Wouldn't have done any differently myself had it been my kid who..."
"Cut the bullshit, John."
Anna leaned in toward the pointy-featured man, planting a hand on the wall just behind him. He seemed to cringe into himself. There were some perks to being Gregory's wife, however unpleasant the drawbacks. It wasn't a fair trade, not even close, but it was something.
"Tell me,"
she demanded gently. John took a deep breath and held it for several seconds. He's dying." Anna shut her eyes, breathed, again and again. When she reopened her eyes, she said,
"I'm sorry."
Deep breath.
"I must have misheard you."
"The treatments aren't as effective as they used to be for Peter, and certainly not as effective as they are for the others." John wrung his hands. "The degeneration is progressing more quickly in him. Not that it's not to be expected, considering that he's older in regen terms than the few others left after the rebellion." John must have caught the dangerous glint in Anna's glare, because he shrank back even further.
"It's as though I can't target the parts of his mind that are breaking down. Like his synapses are firing too intensely, burning themselves out before I can reset the connection. And the less effective the treatments become, well, the more quickly the degeneration will progress."
Quickly, he added,
"And I'm sure it's not just him, or at least it won't be. Soon the others will reach the same point."
He nodded frantically.
"I'm certain of it."
Anna narrowed her eyes.
"I don't care what you have to do. Find a way to save him."
She eased away from the wall and the terrified doctor and carefully straightened her lab coat. Purposefully, Anna raised her gaze to lock on his.
"Find a way, or you'll be of no further use to me."
And there it was again, disgusting proof that Anna was, deep down, just like Gregory. John blinked several times. A deer in headlights held nothing on him.
I'll see what I can come up with.
Anna nodded and bared her teeth in a self-disgusted smile.
"You do that."
Quick footsteps drew Anna's attention to the stretch of hallway behind her, and she turned around to see Howard, one of Gregory's favorite lackeys, approaching. At least he was one of Gregory's favorites amongst the lackeys he still had after the uprising, and one of the few who'd remained by choice in the chaos and instability that had followed. The regens had exacted a high toll with their unexpected rebellion, and it was one her son paid for every day with his increasingly rapid descent into illness. She needed more regens, more subjects to run her tests on, more scientists to brainstorm possible solutions. She needed Gabriel.